Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I hope you can hear me now. There was just a bit of a glitch there at the beginning. So yes, if you'd like to book any of my services, please do phone me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, and that's Pacific Standard Time, or you can always visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. I see that we have several callers on the line. 845, you're going to be first. And then we have 718. I saw you pop up. Then there is 780 and then 630. If you would like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. I've got exciting news to start the show today. My wonderful guided angel meditation, which has always been just available in CD form, it's called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Well, it's now available as an MP3. It's available for immediate download to your devices, and it's exclusively available on my Angel Healing House website for only $11.11. You know, this meditation gives you so much more than relaxation and stress release, for it takes you on your own journey with the angels. It walks you through practical exercises that help you free yourself from the burdens and worries and concerns of daily life. You know, with vivid visualization and soothing and inspiring professional musical accompaniment and sound effects, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now brings peace, clarity, and a newfound sense of awareness. This person wrote, "Dear Candy, I have just finished listening to your meditation with the angels, and I am stunned. This is the best guided meditation I've ever heard. It makes my whole body feel so wonderful. When I listen to it, I feel so connected to God and the angels. It makes me feel so loved and cherished, and the visuals were so clear and crystalline. I feel so different, like I've been reborn, protected, happier, and guided. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you and to your beautiful work. And that comes from Mandy in the USA. So to download this heavenly MP3 for only $11.11, go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. But be prepared to be inspired, enlightened, and uplifted. So before we get to those callers, just like we do here every week on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, let's first look into the astrological heavens to see how the planetary energies are affecting all of us. So on March the 8th, yesterday, we experienced that full moon in Virgo. And like with all full moons, well, it represents a time of illumination and completion. It brings to light everything we need to fulfill the intentions which we set on the last new moon. But this one is extra special, as it's not only the last full moon before the spring equinox, but it's also the last full moon before the new zodiacal year begins again, when the sun moves into Aries on March 20th. And its energies are encouraging us to embrace change and transformation. With it being in the responsible, practical, and organized energy of Virgo, this full moon is influencing us to get productive, and its healing energies are emphasizing for us to take better care of ourselves. Now, the more we invest in ourselves physically by only drinking filtered water without fluoride, physically by eating clean, organic, no foods with artificial coloring, flavoring, preservatives, additives, chemicals, mentally by keeping our thoughts and our words and our actions and our feelings only of the highest vibrational frequency, emotionally giving to our inner child and allowing ourselves to experience creative joy, and spiritually knowing that you're enough without doing anything, just by being your divine self. The more we feel and the more we invest in ourselves, those four ways, the more we feel a sense of flow in our lives and we reconnect to our joy. This full moon packed an extra punch because on the same day, we had one of the biggest events of the year occurring, which is Saturn moving out of Aquarius and into Pisces. This will see many releasing and surrendering karmic ties and former karmic lessons that hopefully we've learned and garnered much wisdom from. Also, good news is that when Saturn leaves a sign to move into another sign, which it has, it always leaves us a gift or a blessing for us for the karmic lessons that we've learned. So be on the lookout to see what that karmic gift is for you that Saturn will bring you. It's important to remember that Saturn is concerned with things like structure, goals, and planning out our lives. And Pisces is interested in the deeper meaning of our journey and focused on what we garner along the way to those realized goals. Saturn may have its eye on success, fame, and fortune, but Pisces is concerned that on our way to success, we create heaven on earth along the way for ourselves and others. You know, with Saturn's movement into Pisces, it's important to take a look at the previous times it changed into this sign to see what happened. You know, when Saturn was in Pisces from 1964 through 1967, the Civil Rights Act was signed, which banned racial discrimination in employment, education, and public housing. In June of 1966, the Miranda Rights were signed into law, making it a legal requirement for law enforcement to inform suspects of their constitutional rights before questioning them. And between the years of 1993-1996, when Saturn was in Pisces, Nelson Mandela was inaugurated as the first black president in South Africa in 1994. Also in 1994, Amazon, the world's largest retailer, was established, changing the whole landscape of people's shopping habits. 1995 saw the introduction of the MP3 audio format and absolutely revolutionized digital music, finding new ways of delivering creative expression. And of course, during those same years came the introduction of the pioneering Windows 95 Microsoft system, opening up vast possibilities for the flow of information, both true and disinformation, to flood the planet. With Pisces being such a strong, influential energy, steering us to connect with the profound meaning of our spirituality, it will also see more and more people awakening up to the meaning of their lives, opening up to practices like reflection, meditation, perhaps yoga, prayer, and different ways to connect to their birthright of their divine eternal natures. Pisces' depth of emotion is helping us to encourage our creative and artistic expression. And with the help of Saturn's energies, well, it's a great time to delve deeper into learning more about the world, being more connected with far-off places and cultures, and it will encourage us to travel. With the consciousness having been greatly elevated, and with so many people awakening on this beautiful planet, many are no longer held to only surviving and working hard. You know, when all is said and done, with all of the structure of Saturn and the deeply felt emotions of Pisces, the destination to our journey is not the goal, but it is the reconnection to our joy and being vigilant and observant to seek joy out in every single moment. We do this by giving up control and enjoying every present moment, following our intuitions when we draw synchronistic signs and messages to ourselves. With the realization that we are a sovereign, independent, multidimensional being wearing a physical suit for only a short blip of time, we let go of this restrictive and constrictive programming that keeps us small, not allowing ourselves to realize our dreams and wishes. By releasing the known and the illusion of expectation, well, it will best guide us to wonderful, destined places that we may have never imagined that we would visit and explore. Your capacity to make joy a priority in your life will help cement your feet in the higher dimensional frequencies and help you remain in the energies of the fifth dimension. Now, the Posse of Angels, this is my angelic family, who I, Angel Ariel, am a part of, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the fifth dimension is not a physical place, but a change in consciousness. And it is determined by unity, oneness, and love. We ascend to the higher realms of consciousness by going within and releasing anything that is not of unity, oneness, and love. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that ascension was always, always an inside job, not dependent on how much spiritual knowledge we acquired. For each one of us is born a reflection of God's source creator, and as such, was born with all the ancient spiritual wisdom that we would ever, ever need, as it was already seated within our soul. But in order to wake up, many in the collective had to be shown the depth of lies and deceptions that were occurring right under our very noses. And this trauma has shocked many to awaken. Now, having healed and cleared and cleansed those things from our lives that are not in direct resonance with unity, oneness, and love, we are now building new realities of light from the inside out, and will draw to ourselves others who are doing the same. You know, many of my Angel Healing House clients have asked, how does one know if they are in the fifth dimension? And the Posse of Angels and I are quick to point out that once more that the fifth dimension is not a physical place, but is created through allowing the energies of the heart to feel compassion, forgiveness, things like unconditional love, and of course, joy. This freedom of the fifth dimension is attained by. And if you want to write down these things, these are the things that will get you to the fifth dimension. Loving the seemingly unlovable. Think to your own families. Think to some friends. Think to those people who you've had a particularly difficult path with, a journey through life. Love, unconditionally loving those that are seemingly unlovable. The second one is by forgiving the unforgivable. Think about all of those things that we have been awakened to, those heinous crimes of child sacrifices and human trafficking and all kinds of untoward pushing experimental things upon us that harm our lives, and signing off and saying it's a safe and effective. Can you forgive the unforgivable? And the third is by releasing any fear of death, as death was only, is just an illusion that was constructed by groups and organizations to control and manipulate us into fear. You can do those three things, then you are on your way to experiencing the fifth dimension. We step fully into the fifth dimension when we have allowed ourselves to embrace what makes us feel whole, complete, and loved, and do only that which brings us joy. The experiencing of joy, like all sacred divine things, is rarely ever complicated. For instance, I am blessed that I have French doors in my office, and they look out on the large tree, and we have a family of beautiful mourning doves that live around our home. Several times a day, I stop what I'm doing. I give myself the infinite joy of watching the doves in the tree, just simply by observing them. The recent exceedingly cold temperatures here in Southern California saw these sweet doves puff up their feathers and huddle together. It was a good example that there's not only strength in numbers, but a whole lot of warmth when we band together. Every time I take time out to allow myself joy, I feel peaceful and my spirit soars. When we allow ourselves to reconnect with the knowing that our present is perfect, then we know that we're living our soul's purpose, which is and always has been to be joyful. To be joyful for the sun, to be joyful for the rain, to be joyful if our expectations and desires are met, and to be joyful if our illusions of expectations are not met and not fulfilled. Something deep inside of us knows that in all of our questing and all of our striving, there actually is no there out there. And nothing will be more perfect than this present moment. You know, as a collective, we've come a long way to come to this point that was fraught with many challenges and trials and traumas. But no one said that the resetting of our light on our planet was going to be easy. Our evolution as a collective was never going to be easy. Most important things of any worth in the world are not easily attained. Please know that the light has already won on the planet. That's why we're seeing these revelations, and that we are all at a point that we will begin to see very tangible results of that increased light and those changes of higher dimensional energies of unity and love. As a transition to experiencing fifth dimension reality, you may notice some of the following things. Many of us will be greatly sensitive to energy, have an increased ability to clearly hear and discern their intuition speaking to them. This increase in our sensitivity will lead to a greater ability to work with energy for both healing and manifestation. Now, because we've released and let go of those relationships, past hurts, and situations that no longer served us, we become protective of our surroundings, who we align with and let into our inner circles. This vigilance creates a feeling of liberation and freedom. Depending how we allowed our lives to be controlled before, we could also be feeling now a sense of relief and renewed joy. This attention and focus to only allowing ourselves to interact with that which is of the highest resonance creates a great clarity within and opens up pathways for magical, miraculous, and synchronistic connections, meetings, and events to manifest in our lives. You know, the more we let go of trying to figure life out and open ourselves to receive the help and co-creation of spirit, the more we notice these signs appearing in our lives. As we shift into fifth dimension, like my time out just observing the doves, we feel a deep kinship with Mother Nature, an interconnectedness of all things, and the well-being and the health of our beloved planet. With this sense of wholeness, we no longer get our identity from solely getting things done and ticking things off the lists, but we experience a sense of timelessness and a greater understanding that we are so much more than we ever allowed ourselves to believe. Do remember that breaking the energetic chains of our hijacked planet and its transformation from lower vibrational, dark, evil intent into a planet of light was no small feat. To transform from an older established dismantled, older established order that infiltrated and poisoned almost every area of our lives will take time to energetically be dismantled, as corrupt and dark agendas will be of such lower vibrational frequency that they will crumble and not be able to survive on a planet that is shifting into only that of light. Millions upon millions of people, starseeds, walk-ins like myself are now on the planet, and the great awakening grows more and more and more each day. Remember that we are all here to shift the human collective. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, which airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if you have joined us late, I have such exciting news because as of today, I am launching my wonderful guided angel meditation, which has always been on CD. Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now is now available as an MP3. It's available for immediate download to your devices, but it's exclusively available on my website, angelhealinghouse.com, for only $11.11. Now, this meditation gives so much more than relaxation, as it provides practical exercises that free us from the burdens and worries and concerns of daily life. You know, to download this heavenly MP3 for only $11.11, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. But be prepared to be inspired, enlightened, and uplifted. Let's go to the phone lines. We had several other people jump on the phone lines on the switchboard. We have 845, then we have 718, then we have 780, we have 630, and then the other one that jumped on there was 845. You are going to be the fifth one I pick up. If you want to call in for a free mini angel reading, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. Without further ado, let's go to the first caller, 845. Please tell everyone your name and where you are calling from.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Orange County, New York.
Hello, Elizabeth. You're very welcome. What's going on in your life?
I've had quite an amazing past 6 months. I've manifested some incredible things. I just resigned from my job, and I've been in a relationship, a very different relationship than anything in the past, with a man that I basically manifested everything about him. One of the features was that I would learn from him, and which has happened in ways that I couldn't ever have imagined. I'm still learning from him and the relationship about myself, but like we're kind of disconnected in a way, and it feels like we're afraid of each other, like afraid of the connection that we have or the intensity of that.
Right. Okay. You know, this is a case, Elizabeth, and everyone else. Be careful what you wish for, because you're going to get it. You're going to get it in the entire frequency, energy. They're saying that this is definitely a soulmate relationship, and you have had experiences together in former incarnations and past lives. And that's what's keeping the electricity of that recollection, that intuitive recollection inside of you, is keeping you together. Now, the positive angels are saying that a lot of soulmate relationships come in with irritation, agitation, pushing our buttons. They come in with drama. But the electricity holds us together because there's something there. Soulmates come in to complete something, to create something together, or to find closure on something. So that's why it could be, you know, causing some fear or agitation, you know, around this. But it's an important relationship for you. And as you said, you know, to learn from it. There's great love in soulmate relationships. You know, because there's still karma to be brought up and learned from. In those very rare relationships on planet Earth of twin flames, like myself and my beloved husband, Pete, they only come together when the two parties have completely cleared their karma independently of meeting that twin. So that they can utilize the talents of and gifts of one and both of those twins on a mission for humanity. And so there's no karma to trigger or react in any way. But that's what's happening. That's what's happening in this relationship. In what way do you fear the other person?
It's not like I'm afraid of him. It's like I don't expose myself to him in a way that I do like with friends and things like that. Like sometimes it almost feels like I'm not being myself around him, even though we both feel like you mentioned that we just know each other.
Right.
But there's like this thing like where I hold back exposing certain things about myself.
Right. And as we get closer to experiencing the higher dimensional frequencies with the elevation of consciousness and the vibrational frequencies on the planet, there is no hiding anything. You know, we are just authentic, joyful, you know, multidimensional little beings, you know, happy to show the world ourselves and hiding nothing. You know, this could be like a disparate energy almost. Yes, you have to, you know, be a great benefit to be in this relationship and learn from one another. But if you feel in any way like you can't authentically be yourself, it's kind of like lying to yourself almost or doing yourself a disservice. And it's going to impede.
I was looking at it kind of like the opposite way. Like my authentic self is the person that I'm with when I'm with him, and my fake self is the other one.
Oh, well, but you said there's that
like,
fear.
Yeah. Well, I think the fear is more from his perspective. Like he's kind of like. Not push me away, but kind of like he's had a work schedule change and we haven't seen each other very much,
let me just interject. If the energies are disparate in any way, then the relationship will just kind of dissolve, you know, without us really doing anything about it. Because we
right.
can only be in those energies that are matching. Let's get the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Elizabeth in New York. Okay, first card that's coming out for you is the Magician. This is the card of alchemy. Yes, you have magically brought him to yourself. And you can basically create your own reality. Whatever you want is yours. Your wish is my command, basically. They're saying the more that you can authentically be yourself, then you will be with somebody who matches those energies. Okay, so that's, and they're saying the next card is the World card. It's almost as if it feels like this relationship is bringing you to that ending of a cycle where perhaps you couldn't be yourself. And it's certainly teaching you to stand up and to ask for what you want and to be really specific about it. You know, when we ask the universe for certain things. And then the next card that's coming up here is the Page of Wands, and that's very much like the Fool card in the tarot. It's about stepping onto a new path and allowing your inner child to shine. So, that's a starting over card too. That's what the Posse Angels are saying. So know that you've done this dance before in other incarnations. See how it goes. You can't control anybody else, as we know that, but all you can do mm-hmm. is be as authentic as you possibly can. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. I love it.
Okay. You look after yourself. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 718. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Stephanie from New York. How are you?
Hi.
Congrats.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm well.
On the MP3. That's exciting.
MP3. It is exciting. It's been quite a long time coming, and, I don't know. It's just, I feel like Buck Rogers in the 21st century. I went from CD to MP3. MP3, I'm such a dinosaur. Oh my gosh. But you know, I wasn't born into this technology, and so it takes some of us longer to get a handle on things. But thank you very much. What's happening in your world, Stephanie?
Hard to say. I guess I've been a little bit lost. I guess I sort of had the sense just to sort of leave it open. There's a few different things that have been going on. I think I should just leave it open to see what they say and what comes through.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'm going to be speaking about in my YouTube, Walk in Angel Ariel's Weekly Wisdom on Saturday, is how we've done all the work. We have done all the hard yards, and now what we really need to do is we really need to take some time out to watch and wait, to watch and see what karma, Saturn in Pisces. We're finishing up a karmic cycle, and it's bringing in a new karmic cycle for us. Spirit truly has our back, and it's like they're saying to me, like, slow and steady wins the race. So they're saying, we're now in this time. We've just had this full moon in Virgo. Saturn just moved into Pisces. We have a Jupiter Chiron conjunction of this great healing energy between now, the 9th and the 15th. It's helping to just completely close doors on those karmic cycles for things to be healed finally. They're saying as 2023 progresses, as individuals and as a collective, we're going to hardly recognize ourselves with all the changes that are going to be coming in. So where you are at the moment is you're feeling a little bit lost, as you said. You're feeling like, okay, I've done all this hard work and I've tried manifesting and nothing seems to be happening, but they want you to know, Stephanie, that there's a great deal that is happening under the surface that you can't see yet. And what they want you to do is they want you to put your emphasis on creative joy and fun and play, something which you had difficulty with. because you tend to try to figure things out. You try to intellectualize things. And really, that's a leftover from the Piscean age, where we were ruled by logic and justification and rationale for doing things and that kind of thing. And it's hard. It's hard to, and it's difficult to get used to just doing things for the joy of it. Like me going outside and sitting there and looking at a dove. And I can't tell you what peace I get and joy and in the serenity of that moment. There is no other moment. And they said, if you really do understand this, how extraordinarily unique and special and singular that you are, and that you have every right to not figure life out, to be in that present moment and surround yourself with that creative joy and fun and expression, your life is really going to change dramatically. Let's go to the cards and see what happens. Okay. What comes out? You got death, okay. This is a transformation. It's a totally different way of viewing our lives, totally different way. Just like I said, the Posse of Angels and I said in the channel, you know, don't try to figure it out. Download my MP3 and sit there and listen and be transported. Your daily concerns are concerns around things like money. And I know we need to eat and put a roof over our heads and put petrol in our cars and all of those things. But if we find ourselves so deep in anxiety, then we can't find the joy in life. So on that MP3 is and that guided meditation is, you know, a relationship, letting go of those stresses about relationships, money, our self-worth, healing, all of those things. And once we do that, we feel so refreshed afterwards. I forgot to mention that a client of mine also wrote me a testimonial and said every time, and she said this doesn't happen with other meditations, but every time she puts on my meditation, this was what it was in CD, was the CD of it, her dog Ginger would come in and lie down for the 22 minutes and 11 seconds of this meditation, and as soon as it was over, the dog would leave the room. the dog was being healed. I just love that story. But here's the death card. It says, if you could just drop down to your heart and know that you're divinely guided, you know, that's going to make a tremendous, tremendous difference in your life. The Four of Cups comes in next. This is the blessing from the universe for you. But if we're looking in a place of our expectation and our attachment to find joy, and we were expected and attached to that, then the spirit and our angels and God Source Creator don't have the wiggle room to create the synchronicities. Watch for those synchronicities, especially now with that karmic cycle ending, because Saturn always brings us a gift. And look here, you've got the Seven of Cups, which once you do this and transform this, Stephanie, then there's going to be lots of things which are going to be coming in for you. So I hope that's all been helpful for you. And we're sending you some extra energy feed. Oh, and they wanted me to look under the deck, and the Hanged Man is there, and they're saying you need a new perspective on life, okay? So look at life as absolutely. The cup is neither half full nor half empty. It's full of joy. And they want you to look at it in that regard. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, thank you. And I was planning on downloading the MP3 as soon as you talked about it earlier. So I am really excited to check that out.
Wonderful.
The first part of what you said, the Four of Cups means what?
Oh, the Four of Cups is the blessing from God Source Creator to you. And if we're looking in the wrong place, and looking in an expectation or attachment, then we could miss it. So be open to expect the unexpected.
Okay. That sounds fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Sending you lots of love.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Well, let's say we have 6780, then we have 630, then we had a couple of people drop out, so I'm going to put question marks there, but then we have 610 and 415, so just hang on. Let's go to 780. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Claire. It's Jay Cole from Canada.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Yeah, really well. Really well. We've got a sunny day here in Santa Monica, California. The doves are all sunning themselves in the tree. Life is good here. So what's going on in your world?
Lots of love. Yeah, I was just listening to your show. I'm just I'm a little bit afraid right now with my job thing because I got some data responses back, but I had to take some assessment tests, and then I had to clear up something with my last employer. They sent me another paycheck for some reason. Had 444 in it, which is interesting.
That's a nice sign.
Yeah, it is a nice sign. God, I have to look up what that means, if you know what that means.
Say 444 is 444 is the sign of angels all around. Something that is divinely meant to be.
It was strange.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm grateful for the angels for showing up in that way. the contact, the HR person said, you sent me another paycheck for some reason. Why is that? So I don't know. But, yeah, it's been I was talking to a person regarding my resume again. I made some mistakes in my last resume. And not taking it cautious, but it's a big step.
It is a big step.
Yeah, like
no,
you said.
No, you cannot fail because there's nothing to fail at. You are a reflection of God's source creator. There is not another J energy in any space, time, and dimension. That's how singular and unique you are. And what is meant for you will always be divinely meant for you. If you don't get a job, that's because another one more suited to your singular energy is coming along. And so when something seemingly doesn't work out, we say thank you. Thank you because I know that you have my back. Spirit has your back. They want you to watch, not watch and wait, but keep your energies high, saying what is divinely meant for me will always be for me. And once again, they're repeating their words, slow and steady wins the race. We have just been through enormous uploads, downloads, whatever you want to call them, with those solar flares over last weekend. The Virgo new moon is a very healing energy to take better self-care of ourselves, to know that whatever is ours is divinely meant to be. They are saying you're not only doing the best you can, you're doing more than you possibly can. So know that, yes, send out those resumes, but don't overstress them. When you send them out, all you do is say thank you. Thank you for this extraordinary, wonderful opportunity that's coming to me, this job. I get to work with like-minded people. I get to work in an environment where I'm honored and respected and financially remunerated. Close your eyes and feel what it feels like to have the joy of getting up every morning and going to work with like-minded people in a wonderful environment. And being honored and respected and monetarily remunerated for your gifts and talents. That is the abundant energy that will open doors. So let's go, knock, knock, knock. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Jay. The more we go towards the end of March and into April, it's amazing those things that will start to open for us. And remember, once again, whenever Saturn leaves a sign, which is leaving Aquarius, and goes into a new sign, it always leaves us a gift. So be on the lookout, they're saying, for that gift. The first card is the Hermit. I'm not surprised that the Hermit comes out. The Hermit is that card, that fellow that takes his, light out, and he shines it almost to go within, to know that it will always be provided for, because abundance is his nature. He's always guided, so he will look out for the signs. He doesn't try to push the universe, the Hermit. He goes into a time of reflective isolation to be able to really reconnect. And they're saying they want you to reconnect with this deep knowing inside. Oh, my gosh, then what comes out for you is the Six of Wands, which is the victory card, which is recognition, promotion, rewards, and recognition for a job well done. And then the Four of Wands comes out, which is the success after hard work card. That's a celebration card, but celebration of your hard work. It's actually the 1111 card of things coming together in a very divine way. So, and I looked under the deck, and it's the Nine of Wands. This is the, yes, you've been through the battles, but keep going, because it's on the horizon for you. And of course, it will come in divine timing. But that is a very lovely reading. You just need to bolster your faith and know that what is divinely yours is meant to be yours. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jay.
Yeah, it's been very helpful. I'm really always grateful for your inspiration and your guidance and your words of wisdom. Every time I hear you, I always listen to your show. It's just wonderful.
All right. Well, you look after yourself, and sending lots of love. God bless you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller, 630. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's Dion and Cupid. Cupid's taking a nap right now. And we are in... We are in Wisconsin.
You're in Wisconsin. So what's happening in your world?
Okay, so today I decided to start publishing my my new writing project. I don't want to label it anything except for just my literary work right now. And today's the first day I'm posting it on Amazon Kindle Vella.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been working with many different people, up until this point, but now I'm growing because I decided that, this is another income stream for me. And so people that I've been associated with up until this point are being given a choice to either come with me or... It was nice knowing you, almost like, see you when I see you type of thing. And I want to be able to detach, I called in Archangel Michael and I asked him to cut any unhealthy attachments that are no longer serving me, and then to surround us in a diamond dome of protection. But at the same time, I would like to also wrap the ending. But it's not an ending. It's like a turning point. And surround the whole situation with love, because I want to be clear to the people that have helped me get to this point that, it's not like, bye, they weren't being used. They were given a choice to move on with me or to be left behind, and then just kind of neutralize the energy around that. I don't know. I'm going to be using my smudge stick here in a minute, because I just want the energy to be clear. And that's basically where I'm at. It's not like it's a question or anything, because I'm definitely moving forward and doing this, but maybe just like a message about, peace.
Okay. And bringing, the word I'm hearing is bringing closure. So that you create space for the new to come in. And so one of the greatest things that we can do is we can bless, and feel very grateful about what came before. Bless the people, bless the situations, bless it, and know that it was a karmic learning tool, and that you were so much more empowered and strengthened because of it. Yes, the Queen of Swords comes out. They want you to know that you are the you're putting yourself in this position of authority, and you know now your boundaries, and you know to set those boundaries with people, and it's like you're the great manifester now. That's what they're saying. You're alchemically, you know, using your abilities to be able to bring forth your a beautiful life for yourself. They really do love the fact that, you know, that you're being proactive and going forward. The next card that's coming up to you is the breakthrough card. It's the strength card. You're now having the courage to believe yourself and put yourself out there. And the Six of Swords is the movement card. You know, by creating this movement, by creating, it's interesting that you bring this up today, because that's another stream of income for me, to take my CD and put it on MP3. You know, these things are all sparking. Saturn in Pisces, Pisces is such a creative, expressive energy. So the more that we can do to come up with those creative ways now, you know, that we're investing in ourselves. So the Six of Swords is that you're creating the movement there within yourself. And the Knight of Pentacles is at the bottom. This is the talking and speaking about long-term security. So, yes, it's very encouraging, and you should be very positive and optimistic about this. So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, my God, yes, long-term security. Oh, thank you. Right, those words right there just gave me confirmation I'm on the right path, because that is the end goal. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the beautiful message.
Okay, take care, and you make sure that you give Cupid a big hug from us.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 415. You're on the line with Claire Candy Huff in Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne calling from Mexico.
Hi, Anne. What's happening in your world?
I'm in Mexico.
You're in Mexico. You're back in Mexico. You were in Colorado.
And all around the Southwest.
And all around the Southwest. So when did you arrive in Mexico?
About a week ago.
And what energy are you picking up?
I think, like, I had a rough time. I don't hear the beginning, but that full moon and the Saturn transition was pretty rough. I didn't sleep a couple nights, and little things, and I mean, nothing bad really, but I mean, I had food poisoning, like, so I'm just getting better now.
Oh.
From being, or as a stomach flu.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. But yeah, so the last two or three days, but yeah, so just I'm just asking about that moon for me and the Saturn, and it was a physical cleansing for sure.
Wow. Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Well, anytime we have food poisoning, it just cleans us out. They want you to know that this full moon for you in particular, it's you've been really knocked around, where you're going to move, where you're going to end up, all of those things. And this is so much about self-care for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. We've got about 4 minutes left. The Six of Swords came out again. Now, this is the card of movement and travel, which you have done. But you've now landed in calmer waters. That's what they're saying. And for you to take some time out acclimate to your new surroundings, and to give yourself a chance to really, really rest, and to be at peace. Maybe, you know, with all the moving around, maybe you weren't eating as well, you know, and taking care of yourself as much. So they really, really, really want you to, you know, take that care. And the confirmation of that is the Empress. The Empress is the most abundant card in the deck. She really knows how to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. Ground yourself in the new energies. Take walks in the beautiful areas around where you are. And just, you know, feel into those abundant energies all around you. And then you have the Chariot. You have two movement cards. So the Chariot is that card of recognition and either promotion or traveling as well. But it's a movement card. So this is a really wonderful, place that you now find yourself in. And they want you to take time out during this full moon in Virgo to really look at the ways that you can really look after yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Anne.
Yeah. I'll be traveling back and plan to stay put for a while. So, but yeah, that is helpful. It is pretty quiet where I am, so I will enjoy it.
Okay, you look after yourself. Lots of love. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 610, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Claire Candy. It's Regina from Philadelphia. How are you?
I only have about a minute left, so I will give you a call after the show. How about that, Regina?
What a blessing. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to all my many callers. Thank you to those people listening. Do remember to download that MP3 of my Guided Angel Meditation, which was formerly a CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. It's now available exclusively on my website for only $11.11, and it's a heavenly journey with the angels. And provides practical exercises and just makes us feel so loved and guided and cherished. So do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, and just click on the tab that says Guided Angel Meditation. Go out, everyone, and fashion an absolutely unbelievable, wonderful life for yourself. And I'm wishing you love and angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.